about their services at WilliamMasonSalon.com. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We'll be right back. and in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump officially launches his 2020 re-election campaign with a rally in Orlando, Florida.
We're going to keep making America great again, and then we will indeed keep America great. We will keep it so great.
The president meets with more supporters and a fundraising committee in Florida this morning before heading back to the White House. There's a bipartisan deal in the Senate Appropriations Committee for $4.5 billion in emergency spending for security and humanitarian aid at the southern border.
The committee starts marking that up today, and Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hopes to put it on the floor next week for a vote. But even if the Senate approves, there's no indication it would have bipartisan support in the House. And it comes as the president announces that ICE will begin the process of removing millions of illegal aliens from the interior of the country next week.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Washington. This is Fox News.
Break your butter!
Hey fellas, if you really want to razz someone's berries, don't be a fuddy-duddy. Enroll now in the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
Give me a break!
Where you'll be the bee's knees by spitting out a bunch of gobbledygook.
That's a bunch of malarkey!
You'll learn to bust someone's chops when they slap your cap. At the Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo, you'll be the cat's meow.
My lord.
So move your getaway sticks, make tracks, and blow your wig. And before you know it, folks will think you're cute as a bug's ear, gosh darn it. The Joe Biden School of Geezer Lingo.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
Sign up now and graduate in 2020.
Morning show that likes to start the day with a song. Isn't that right, Greg Budell and Rich Thomas?
Here comes my baby. Here she comes now.
We are the Simon and Garfunkel of morning radio with this stuff. You know that.
Jay Scott, have you got something for us?
I've got something in my front pocket for you.
Emily Hayes, sing to us like you sing to fiance. Bailey, the Wonder Dog. How about you? Well, how about that? And Rich Thomas, what happens if you don't pay your light bill?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
You guys sure are a musical bunch. Now, let's hear from one of our satisfied listeners.
I love you, and you guys are so much better than television.
Yes, they are. Here comes three men and a lady.
The following program is closed captioned for the thinking impaired.
That includes the host, by the way. I want to be real clear on that. you're not 100%.
You're phenomenal.
Wow. That makes up what?
You're not 100%.
Would you settle for 70?
Settle for you having stayed home and gotten better first, but you know.
I got a raw throat.
I'm going to get my ass chewed for that later today. You'll be hearing a lot. I tell you, the boss called me the other day.
What did he call you?
Is it safer before?
No, I was in the room when he called you.
What he said.
Because I just told him that you weren't coming in that afternoon.
So I got a phone call.
Yeah.
And I was in the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. And you know how quiet and it is. It's like...
Right.
So first the phone ring jarred everybody's attention in the waiting room. And then the questions began, and I had the phone like just about jammed into my ear.
Was it yelling? No?
It was.
Was it loud?
It was emphatic.
Oh.
So I'm in the doctor's office.
Yes.
So please don't yell, because everybody will hear it. If you do, that was the kind of thing it was. And now I am going to, there's going to be butt surgery.
You can't get another call pretty soon. Well, you got rich sick.
It doesn't mean I have whatever that lungs is. What is
pharyngitis?
Pharyngitis.
Do my boo. Sunny Lentina.
Y'all laugh, but it's awful.
Hey, it's 6:11.
Oh, which means it's time for me to tell you the next name in our Call-In for Carrots contest. That name is Zelmonica McBride. Zelmonica McBride, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. 396-5477, Zelmonica McBride, and you will qualify for a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
And then call us, because I would love to know. I have a listener named Zelmonica. How cool is that? At 6:12.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the river region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Most of you got rain today, which is a good thing. Some of you got more than others. The airport had a nice 0.62, but some of you got more than that. I had about 0.24 at my house.
1.5 for me.
There you go. Hot and humid again today. Partial sunshine, scattered showers and thunderstorms in generous supply, mainly this afternoon and this evening. Let me know if you heard any of this before. It'll fade out tonight. Muggy, low 75. Tomorrow, a complicated thunderstorm day, a potential multi-round day of thunderstorms, maybe even starting early in the morning with round one, and then redevelopment later on in the afternoon and evening.
Hey, I already saw this episode.
Did you? it's the repeats go all summer.
Well, is it not sweeps week?
Yeah, well, a few storms possibly severe tomorrow. Stay on top of it with our weather app. High 93. Friday, not as many storms around. Summer begins Friday. That's right. Summer begins Friday. Summer begins Friday at 10:54 a.m.
For who? We've been in it.
I know. And then Saturday and Sunday, mid-90s, isolated storms at best, and heat index in the triple-digit range by Sunday. Right now this morning, calm winds, 800-foot overcast out of the airport. Temperature is 74 with ridiculous humidity at 614.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
There's a thing. Get it, Jay.
It's a quarter.
No, it's a... Oh, don't do it with your hand!
Why not?
Catch and release, Jay. Catch and release.
You could sop up the bug guts with this sweaty pepper towel I have.
Bug guts.
I'd rather have a regular pepper towel.
Pepper towel?
Pepper towel.
Pepper towel for members.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Actually, I'll get one of these disinfectant ones.
The AC even on in this place.
Well, you sweat.
Oh, when I walked in to do the TV test at 5:30, it was not like 90 degrees.
Did you do the spot this morning?
We finally did a weather hit this morning after
good.
What, 10 days without it?
Lort. Well, what would you like to do now?
I hope everybody was pleased with the grilled Kanaka and cheesy eggs for you.
Oh my gosh, it was so good.
I mean, cheesy eggs.
You know, if you're not in my memory.
Jay,
did you hear what we're getting tomorrow?
I did not hear what we're getting tomorrow.
Oh my gosh. Well, here's a sandwich. Spoiler alert, you like it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, if it's tiring you out to make breakfast, one of us can take over breakfast duties.
You said douche.
Yes, I said duties. I'm just saying, like, there's no need to use what energy you do have, since you won't stay home and get well, to make breakfast. One of us can do it.
Now, tomorrow I can't have what happened today. Today I was actually in good shape.
Yeah.
Ready to leave at 4:45, which leaves me plenty of time.
Plenty.
I'm having a rush. But I couldn't find my car keys.
Yeah.
Didn't we have this conversation yesterday?
People, no, it was his wallet.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So, I'm looking everywhere. I'm pulling the covers back off the bed. I got piles of stuff here and there. I'm looking around, checking under the bed. That's probably what made me hot.
Couldn't be that you're still ill or anything.
You know where they were? They were in the brown paper Baumhauer's bag that I already put the sausage and the stuff for breakfast in. I guess I thought, well, I could save myself a move by putting the keys in here, and then I forgot that I did that.
Do you see what's on the TV screen?
Uh-huh, yeah. It's
Martini Day?
Nice.
So you got the keys. Well, I'm glad.
Yeah, and I got out the door at 5:02, which for me is extraordinarily late. But yeah. I got everything done I needed to get done, but that's why I'm hot.
When I pull into this parking lot and your car's not here, I'm worried.
Yeah, you're still hot from something that happened at 5:02?
It's funny. I knew you would.
Yeah.
So I looked at my texts when I pulled.
Well, yeah, I almost texted you, but I knew you were okay because I... Remember, we were texting and I said, are you awake? You up? You're up?
I got a whole hour sleep last night. You know, steroid shots are great at getting you through a day when you got something going on.
Yeah, but you... Yeah,
and then when you try awake. To rest. I watched 11 episodes of Andy Griffith last night.
11.
Just, please, numb me to sleep. Put me out. Do something. 6:17, we got your local news. Our most electrifying story of the day is next.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Republican Roy Moore is expected to announce Thursday if he will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore said earlier this year he was seriously considering another run after losing in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. Butler County authorities have arrested four teenagers after a deadly shooting. Authorities say that last Wednesday, deputies found a man who was shot on Crosby Lane. He later died at the hospital. Authorities have arrested four teenagers ranging in age from 16 to 19. Their names have not been released. And candidates for Montgomery mayor were part of a candidate forum Tuesday night. It focused on education, crime, and the future of West Montgomery. The mayoral election is set for Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Do you know what today is?
Today's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Hump day.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
You know it, baby.
This is my favorite day of the year.
Say what now?
Good morning, my neighbors!
Morning. Morning.
Wake up!
First, I need bacon.
More bacon!
I love bacon!
I knew I smelled bacon.
The best way to start a fun-filled day.
Breakfast!
Breakfast!
And a show.
All right, showtime.
It's electric.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
It's the lead story from our audio service today. It involves the state of Alabama.
Oh, I see.
And a creature known as the... Police here raided an apartment of a couple of drug dealers Monday and found drugs.
Yeah.
Is this the meth squirrel?
Meth squirrel.
Yeah.
supposed to let me.
Oh, we killed it for you. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finish. Please finish.
I'm not laughing at you on that one.
Many people didn't hear what we said.
Yeah.
Cops walked in,
yeah.
Said,
"What are you people? On dope?"
They did find drugs. They found body armor, ammunition, and a, quote, attack squirrel that they were keeping as a pet. And this is the thing. This is, on one hand, it's funny. On the other, come
cruel.
On,
you're
giving the
cruel.
Squirrel methamphetamine.
I know. It's,
they were giving the squirrel meth?
Yeah, meth.
Yes.
Good lord.
And you know how mean a methed up squirrel can get.
A methed up squirrel.
They're methed up all right. They're
only in Alabama would you get a methed up squirrel.
They're worse than Yasmin Bleeth and a thick pack.
It ruins their teeth. That's one thing.
To be fair, I would have thought it was a possum before it was a squirrel.
I just know that Mississippi's
they gotta gum
better
their nuts.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
I'm dodging a crazy squirrel right now. So. It's so out of the ordinary. You know, it's kind of incredulous when you first see it. You know, you're like, somebody's got a squirrel, supposedly that's an attack squirrel, and supposedly he's feeding it meth to keep it aggressive. That's something in 18 years of law enforcement I've never seen. It's highly unusual.
Lord, where was this? Which city?
Yeah, that's a good question.
The copy did not say, but I can find that out for you. Real,
I saw it.
Look at the guy.
Oh yeah, see, he's a really.
You can tell.
You know, he's a distant cousin of Manson.
It sure looks like it. Limestone County. Where the hell's that?
That's in extreme northwest Alabama.
Oh, yeah. I am not surprised by this.
You know where Piney Chapel Road is? It's the 2100 block.
Did you say Potty Chapel?
Piney Chapel.
Oh. I wouldn't have put it past there being a place called Body Chapel.
So there you go. Now we have to deal with attack squirrels.
He's a potential Democratic candidate for president.
He's got a tattoo for everybody on his neck.
He looks better than some of them.
You know, you got a point there, Richard. Political analysis provided by Rich Thomas. I am your anchor person, Greg Boudel. 6:22 in about 38 minutes, Chad Sasser will be pulling up to the front door at Lewis Lawn. I'm not sure which one. They have two showrooms now. They've expanded their showroom space. And anytime a local business expands, that is a great day for our economy locally because it means things are going well. And at Lewis Lawn, they've been the preeminent choice for all types of outdoor maintenance equipment by the professionals for many, many years, knowing they're going to get a good product. It comes with a warranty, and if anything goes wrong, they can be right back to Lewis Lawn to get it worked on and serviced, so they're not down for days at a time waiting for a piece of equipment to get fixed, because they have a full service department for whatever it is that you purchase. And they got it all. They got the brand new tractor mowers. This is their new addition to the flight line, if you want to call it that, of large mowers. So they now have the tractor style plus the zero-turn X-Mark and Toros that they've carried for years. And again, everything you buy there can be serviced at Lewis Lawn. For the grooming aspects of outdoor maintenance, mowers, blowers, pressure washers, and so forth, of course, they carry all types of mowers from the... And I recommend Toro just from great personal experience. I've got one that's in its 11th year of service and another... self-propelled Toro that's in its third. Excellent mowers. They last. They perform. They're great. All the Shindawa products, all the steel products, the blowers, you name it, they got it, and they back it up with service. Chad Sasser is the guy you want to talk to because he knows all the manufacturer specials, incentives, and discounts on a month-to-month basis. And the whole staff there is so helpful and friendly. Haley at the counter and the Lewises themselves are just fantastic people. So please, next time you have a need, choose Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass next to Walter Craig. Open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And their number is 244-9191 for our friends, our good friends of 10-plus years now, Lewis Lawn. Our first look at the roads. Rich has the timeline for the 19th of June coming up. I'll have you cheap and trashy later. Jay has random facts. And today's Wednesday, so new specials for our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a look at your Wednesday morning traffic, and we don't see any delays for you this morning. Everything looks great out on the boulevard. It's slowing down around the intersections, but everything is moving along without any hitches. If you're on the interstates, there are no problems for you. I-65 and I-85 are up at a speed limit ride, and at this time of the morning, there's no troubles on the 31. Just be careful as you head on into work this morning. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. $36,000 per year salary, must-have skills. Text only your information to 334-399-2895. That's 399-2895. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
This program is brought to you by Way Back Wednesday. I remember the 1980s. We had 3% unemployment, low inflation, and Madonna was playing on the radio. Yeah, things really have changed since then.
Mr. Sandman. Okay, this is David, and it's too early for our 4th of July sale, and I've milked Memorial Day for all it's worth, so I'm having an anniversary sale. I really don't remember exactly when I opened my first store, so now is as good a time as any. All new lineups from Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Southern, and Diamond have arrived, and they include some fabulous mattresses from extremely firm to sink-in plush, with nice queen mattresses from $249 and kings from $299, all the way up to really luxurious mattresses in the $2,000 to $3,000 range. We also discount headboards, beds, and adjustable bases every day, with over twice the selection of the other stores on display, many exclusive in this area, lowest prices, great customer service, and mattresses in stock. It's no surprise we keep getting voted Montgomery's favorite. We're open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday in Montgomery, and Tuesday through Saturday in Millbrook. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, locally owned and operated by someone you can actually talk to, me.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is June 19th, Garfield the Cat Day. It's the anniversary of Garfield's cartoon debut in 1978. That makes Garfield more than 200 years old in human years, proving the secret to longevity is plenty of sleep and lots of lasagna. Long live Garfield the Cat Day.
I'm a day late, but I got the piccolos at 6:29.
Here they are.
For the timeline with your host, Rich Thomas.
On the 170th day of the year, 195 days remain. This will make you feel better today. It's National Martini Day.
Yay!
1 week ago today...
Yeah, pull that pot down just a little bit.
1 week ago today, I was on the San Diego waterfront. We had a really nice dinner at a really expensive restaurant, and I had a great martini.
Have you ever had...
Then I had another one.
Have you ever had a gin martini with blue cheese olives?
I have. I love the blue cheese olives.
That is amazing.
Winston Churchill once said, martinis are like breast. One is not enough, and three are too many.
Who said that?
Churchill.
Churchill.
Oh.
As in Winston? The guy that John Lennon, never mind.
Yeah.
Oh, that was an off-the-air thing. That's premium content.
That's an interesting, yeah.
You have to subscribe for that.
When has three ever been too many?
Oh, God. Move on.
Ask my best friend Jeff about Rich on three martinis. I think I'm funny. He doesn't.
He responded with one word.
Literally, I don't know if you've met Jeff, but National Kissing Day today, by the way, and it's National Watch Day, and I said that at 6:31. 1856, First Republican National Convention ends in Philadelphia. 1862, slavery outlawed in the U.S. territories. 1905, the first Nickelodeon opens. That was a movie place. Was back in those days, it was called a Nickelodeon.
Did they show You Can't Do That on television?
Oh, my gosh.
And the slime came down, right?
It was the best show.
450 people attended the opening of the first Nickelodeon located in Pittsburgh. That was done in Canada, wasn't it? That show, I think.
The Nickelodeon? Well, yeah. That show, yes. That show was done.
A lot of the original programming for Nickelodeon came from Canadian television.
Yeah. It did, eh?
Morissette.
Yeah.
Those kids would be 107 now.
I wonder if I can find that.
109 years ago in 1910, Father's Day first celebrated in Spokane, Washington. 85 years ago in 1934, for some reason the FCC was created. On this date in 1941, Cheerios invented. They were first called Cheery Oats. 77 years ago, 1942, Marilyn Monroe gets married. Her first husband is Jim Doherty. They divorced 3 years later, paving the way for Joe DiMaggio, Arthur Miller, and JFK's naughty little destruction. 66 years ago in 53, Julius and Ethel Rosenberg were convicted of conspiring to pass U.S. secrets to the Soviet Union. They were executed at Sing Sing Prison. Unfortunately, it turned out the main witness against the Rosenbergs had lied. Sure, Julius was indeed a spy, but he gave the Soviets nothing of consequence, and Ethel did nothing to deserve the electric chair. This is a date in 56 that Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis broke up after doing 16 films together.
Hey, by the way, last night on the Peepaw channel, Smithsonian channel, they did the thing on the Rosenbergs. They got a new Atomic Age declassified thing. You know who it was that sold her out?
No.
It was her brother.
You're kidding.
Her brother, to protect his butt, sold the two of them. You are correct in that. She did nothing worthy of execution.
Right. He was a spy, but he didn't give the Russians anything they could use.
In the meantime, the guy that did give them the bomb, the Russians the bomb, Klaus Fuchs, only got 11 years and didn't serve all of that time. He's the one that should have gotten fried.
Right, that's right. 1965 on the stage. Four Tops, number one with I Can't Help Myself, one of my favorite singles of all time. Now our song of the day, and we remember and salute the songs of summers gone by. And we often talk about a couple of summers that pop up all the time. Summer of 69, and another great one was 44 years ago. This song reached number one. The group, Great Summer, 75. English group called America. They're military brats, though, so technically they are American. I just love this song. I love this summer, and this takes me back. Sister Golden Hair this morning on your timeline, Little America.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine.
Give me that drum.
Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise.
God, what a great summer that was.
I just can't live without.
Part of that summer, I was still at McDonald's. And then I was down in southern Mississippi. Worked at my first radio station, but I digress. On this date in 78, as we heard a little while ago, Garfield, the cartoon cat, debuted in 41 newspapers. 1988, Michael Jackson puts on a show for the West German side of the Berlin Wall. 5,000 East Germans gathered on the side to hear him. Secret police had him under constant surveillance on the other side. 29 years ago in 1990... opening statements presented in the crack-smoking, yes, get that ready, and pre-trial of D.C. Mayor Marion Barry.
Crack don't smoke itself.
That's right. As I once said. 18 years ago.
I have only saying that so much, too.
Yeah. Crack don't smoke itself.
But she sounds like she's just finding it out. You say it before.
Crack don't smoke itself.
Is he dead? Is Marion Barry dead? I think he is.
I don't know how he isn't, given his history with...
Looking him up.
They re-elected him.
Yeah, after he served time.
After he...
For hookers and drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died in 2014.
Okay.
November 23rd.
Oh, God rest his soul. 18 years ago, in 2001, on Lou Gehrig's birthday...
God rest his soul. Man.
Cal Ripken Jr. broke Lou Gehrig's record of 2,130 consecutive games played. He announced then he would retire at the end of the season. He didn't miss a day of work for 16 years.
Now you can't get a baseball player to stay on the field for a week.
Oh, gosh.
They're the most brittle, hot man.
You know, when a pitcher makes it to the ninth inning now, which one of the Braves pitchers did the other day, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it is. That used to be routine. Now it's wow, what an achievement.
6 years ago in 2013, soprano star James Gandolfini died of a massive heart attack. What a shocker. It was in Italy. Yeah. 51 was
and now his son is playing
Tony.
His character, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. I wonder when next.
I'm looking forward to that. I really am.
I know they're still in production on it, but I haven't heard anything lately.
Oh, and this is, what a tragedy on this date in 2016. What a shocker, that Star Trek star Anton Yelchin. Killed in the freak accident in his driveway.
Yeah.
When the car rolled back and pinned him against the pillar. Gosh almighty, so young. On this date last year, General Electric dropped from the Dow Jones Industrial Index, the last original member from 1907. And now, some birthdays. Paul Dano, he's an actor. He's 35 today. He played the young version of Beach Boy Brian Wilson in Love and Mercy.
Is his middle name Bookham?
Bookham Dano. By the way, that was a great movie about Brian and his dilemma with the guy who tried to control him. It's a long story. Paula Abdul is 57 today. Mark DeBarge is 60. From the group DeBarge. Kathleen Turner is 65. Ann Wilson of Heart is 69 today.
She's going on tour. Heart's going on tour with Joan Jett.
Wilson's sister's still hot, too.
Hey, remember Dreamboat Annie? What a great album that was.
Yes, that's an all-time classic.
That is. Felicia Rashad is 71. She was Mrs. Huxtable.
Claire Huxtable.
Yeah, on The Cosby Show. Salman Rushdie, who wrote a controversial book called Satanic Verses, by the way, which was not really smart, is 72. Oh, off mic later. Let me tell you a funny joke about that.
Oh, sure.
That's not radio.
okay.
It's not for radio. Mo Howard was born on this date in 1897. Mo Howard was born.
Wow.
Three Stooges icon. He died in 75.
It'd be 122 today.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Mo.
15 days till the 4th of July, 73 days till SEC football. Thanksgiving will be here before you know it in 162 days. And hey, Santa, put down that martini and get on the treadmill. Christmas is 189 days away. That's the timeline.
Oh, a funny man.
And now,
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. Oops. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta
Highway. We'll do the beginning of the weather now and then the rest of it a little bit. Hot and humid today, chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, a better chance of stronger storms with high temperatures in the 90s. We'll be around 91 today, 92 tomorrow, and then hot over the weekend with highs in the mid-90s and the heat index into triple digits with widely scattered storms. That's your weather. The time is 6:40.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation.
As far as we've come with technology, it's still far from perfect.
Yeah, 80% of us get frustrated by technology at least once a day. That's according to a new survey. Now, the top things that annoy us include Wi-Fi problems, slow downloads, that goes with Wi-Fi problems, trouble logging in, and low batteries.
All right, let's bring in 3 Men and a Lady over at News Talk 93.1. You guys agreeing with us already?
How about where you're sure you knew the password for that particular site?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's...
And then it says reset password, and you reset the password, and then it says can't be previous password.
Oh, I hate
that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I just need to know somebody's lying there. I hate when that happens.
I hate it.
When it remembers your last six passwords and you can't,
I'm having trouble with our reel-to-reel tape deck this morning. It just refuses to.
That's so high tech.
Can you see that in the picture?
No, they can't see that.
Can't see it.
It's not in the
picture. And we can't move it into shot either because
you can't pick it up.
Bolted to the table.
Yeah, the things used to be recorded on something called tape.
Password issues.
What's that?
Tape.
That's what you
use Scotch tape.
Put a flyer up on the wall.
Oh, kids.
I still don't understand how they would get video off of it.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. Boy, those big 2-inch machines, I don't know if any of you, if you remember those big ones in TV stations.
Oh,
big, huge 2-inch
machines. Of course.
Machines.
Yeah, no, it was, everything was huge. I used to work in an edit booth when I used to do funny stuff for TV when I worked in Miami. And it was tough to learn and tough to do, and now it's all digital. Mm-hmm. Now, let me ask you this. When you go from a technology that... And I did well with tape. You know, mm-hmm. I figured it out.
Right.
When I couldn't see anything to edit except the line on a screen, that's when I started having issues. Because I had it, you know, burned into my brain that I needed a physical thing to cut and edit.
I would love to see a kid today go into a museum and somebody explain a VCR to them and explain and hear the clicking noise as the tape drops in and the tape starts and somebody explain to them and how you used to have to program it and like for instance I bet you've never programmed a VCR, you young folks, right? Never?
Hey.
Ever?
Speak for yourself.
Sure.
I actually, in the newsroom a little while ago, we were talking about, I was saying that my sister, when she was younger, she would really like to press guide on TV so she could see what year movies were made in and anything made after, like, 98, she thought was like, oh my gosh, like, Jalea, do you remember this? She just zoomed. I remember anything that was in the 90s because I was born in the 90s. But then my cousins come over, and I thought they were attracted to, like, the VHSs that we have a bunch of them, and I thought they just recognized some of the Disney movies and they wanted to watch them. It turns out they just wanted to hear the noise that the
machine makes.
Oh my gosh.
Rewind it.
And remember when you thought you had programmed a VCR for the show you're waiting to sit down and watch that show and something screwed up on the tape and then you don't have the show.
And then there was a time long ago.
Sound like Cosby.
I was going to say, I'm going to drop that. I don't want to sound like him. Where you actually had to sit down in front of the TV set.
And watch it at the time it came on.
At the time it came on, because if you didn't, guess what? You had to wait for the summer reruns.
You were out of luck.
It was too bad, so sad.
Oh, and you look up at the clock and go, oh, I forgot.
Yeah.
I forgot to watch it.
tough times.
Yeah. Don't remember
I'm surprised no one mentioned like having a record player and not being able to skip right to your favorite song.
Right.
A record player at home, which I love.
Well, you can.
I mean, if you look for the line, you can skip to it.
Yeah.
You can see the break.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
you can see the break in it and move the needle.
That's funny,
though.
Couldn't
do it on tape, though.
Couldn't do it on tape. Near.
Remember the sound of that needle dropping down, and then you hear that crackling sound before the song starts?
Yes. Yeah. And then there, of course, if you jostled it just the wrong way, there was always that happy noise to deal with.
Got a DJ all of a sudden.
Anybody got a word?
All right, guys, that's all the time we got. We will talk to you tomorrow morning.
Right, have a good one.
Are you sure that clock is correct?
On this segment, for sure. Yeah.
Always be kind and rewind.
Yay.
All right, if you want to hear more from 3 Women and a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk Maine 3.1 Monday through Friday starting at 6.
Well, that seemed to go by awfully quick. Or is that just my imagination?
I didn't hear Time Cues or Rap.
Turned up the wrong thing.
Did you hear Time Cues or a Rap? I did not hear a rap.
Okay. I didn't hear a rap.
Okay.
I heard a rap.
Well, we finally did a weather segment this morning down there.
Which rap did you hear?
The last rap?
Yeah.
You want to hear a rap? We used to have a feature called Gangsta Grandma's Rap Translations. Mm-hmm. And like this song here, listen carefully.
It's what it do when the loo ice grill cut your grandma, where the hustles move bricks and the gangsters bang hammers, where I got them, you can spot them on the top and the bottom, got a bill in my mouth like I'm Hillary Rodham.
Now, let me translate. The Lou in the song you just heard was a reference to the city of St. Louis.
Oh.
The bill in the mouth of a Rodham was one Hillary Rodham Clinton,
uh-huh,
who was carefully referenced in that song. So for those of you who've been unable to enjoy good rap music because you don't understand some of the terms, we have improved that for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
That was fun stuff.
I feel like I'm on the Willy Wonka boat.
The Willy Wonka boat? What do you mean?
Yeah, you know, when he does the thing and it's all with the crazy lights and somebody that's seen Willy Wonka will know what I'm talking about.
I don't
about.
Know the movie, unfortunately.
You've never seen Willy Wonka?
Oh, don't get into that list because of the ones you've never seen.
I'm just asking.
No.
Yeah, you're kind of asking for trouble there, Em.
It's a Wonderful Life. You want to start that list?
How could you not watch The Wonderful Life? You know, I'm just realizing I'm getting to go down and visit Goose, and it's Wednesday. I'm leaving Monday.
Yeah.
Which means I got to get my car to Don Duncan, tomorrow would be a good day, like right after the show. I'm always busy telling people, hey, don't spoil your summertime or weekend away, whether it's 50 or a 500-mile drive, by not getting it checked out. Get some state-of-the-art diagnostics done in your vehicle to make sure there's nothing that doesn't look right that they can't fix on the spot. Let them do the rolling rotation. Two guys, they roll the tire, and they both double-check looking for embedded stuff before they reinstall the tire. If there's anything in there, those become potential time bombs when air pressures change.
Right.
And you don't want to be on the side of the road offloading all your stuff to get at the spare tire, hoping that, nobody hits your car while it's parked on the shoulder of the road. It's dangerous, it's no fun, and it can ruin or add a lot of extra time to your trip.
And given your trip, you need to check the tires, then you check the oil, then you check the coolant.
Actually, got to check the tread, too, because believe it or not, it seems like I bought my Rogue from Jack Ingram just a couple of days ago, but I've had it for almost 34,000 miles.
Yeah.
And tires are generally good for about 40, so.
Yeah, you might be.
I will either need tires before I leave or after I get back. I know where to get those. Don Duncan, because they carry all major name brands at a wholesale price. Either way, if I drop it off tomorrow and I say, guys, can you give me a lift to my house and pick me up later so I can come back and do my afternoon show?
They'll do it.
They'll do it.
Don't forget.
But that's not because it's me.
I expect a text from I-10.
Every time. You'll get your picture. I just hope it's not me next to a flat tire.
Oh, no!
But the way to reduce that, nothing's 100%, but the way to reduce any of those calamities to the max is to get your car into Dunduncan before you go. Because you know what? Since I started doing that, contacting them and getting my car in before I leave.
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
I have not had an off-road calamity since 2007.
Yeah.
Knock wood.
Knock
or
Formica.
Formica, or whatever this is.
So that's the way that works there. So you got three locations to choose from. Millbrook on Highway 14, on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. That's probably where I'll go tomorrow. And then Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto at 408 Madison downtown. Let's see who's on the side of the road right now with whatever issues. Checking traffic. Back with the Cheap and Trashy next. TV ratings coming up.
Montgomery Sky Watch taking a look at your Wednesday morning traffic, and the interstates are moving along just fine this morning. We don't have any delays on I-65 or on I-85. If you're on the 31s, everybody's moving along pretty well. There is a pretty big crowd coming out of the Wetumpka area on 231, so watch yourself around the River Bridge. And if you're on the Boulevard, everything is rolling along just fine this morning with delays only at the traffic lights. Let's be careful and get into work safely this morning. Invisible Fence has indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet both in the yard and away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-licensed class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
You post, pin, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $34.99 a month. With a 2-year price lock guarantee, it's Wow's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $34.99 per month with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOW-WAY-2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cathouse Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cathouse Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cathouse Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
News Talk 93.1 is calling you out so you can call in for carrots and win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 for Marguerite's exquisite jewelry.
Yay! I'm so excited!
Awesome.
Winning is simple. Register online at newstalk931.com and listen for us to call you out so you can call in and get qualified to win.
All right, that's awesome.
A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. The picture? Oh, yes. It's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Cheap and Trash Celebrity Showbiz and News Report. TV ratings for last week, after a very weak start and weak overall through the playoffs, the finals of the NBA actually did pull some viewers in, about 18 million for games 5 and 6. And the Stanley Cup did well. Hockey's had a terrible time getting network ratings.
When is Montgomery going to get a hockey team, a pro hockey team?
I can't wait. I think somebody used to play hockey here for a while.
Auburn had a hockey team.
8 million viewers for Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. Mm-hmm. And that was a pretty good series, as series goes. America's Got Talent finished in between all of that. And 60 Minutes was number 5 with 6 million viewers. And the rest of it's all summer repeats and crapola. Zach Galifianakis has announced that he once stole Justin Bieber's underwear.
Ew.
Still looking for a motive on that one. Jim Carrey won't take photos with fans because it stops life. Actually, I don't know that anybody would care to have their picture with taken.
No, I thought you were going to say, I always stop what I'm doing, but I don't know what it would be like to be a star like that. But I always stop what I'm doing with him. Somebody wants a picture or talk to me or they an autograph put, or what?
They know. Put the chicken in Bailey's dish, baby. That's
I know. They are important. And
you always have time. I've never understood that. Of course, you know, I did. I've told the story. You guys probably have heard me mention this a time or two, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
No. The rock group. And the manager lived in the mountains in California. And at the bottom of the mountains, he sent me out for something for lunch. Called down, he said, now, I gave your name at the door so you can get into a grocery store. But it was a grocery store that the people that lived in that particular section of the mountains maintained for themselves because it was mostly famous people.
Oh, yeah.
And they knew they could go there and shop and get what they need without having to dealing with public hassles and stuff. There's a whole bunch that won't, in addition to Jim Carrey, Chris Pratt, Jennifer Lawrence, da-da-da-da.
I understand their point of view on that. So I guess you and I disagree.
I just wouldn't want to be that close to a mental patient in Jim Carrey's case.
When you can't, well...
It's been 20 years since he made a movie that anybody liked that.
I'm just going to quiet.
What? Say your piece.
Go ahead.
No, I'm curious
as to what you're talking about.
You're mumbling over there. You're doing what women do. No, never mind. Go ahead.
I would like to hear it.
One, I don't feel like it's funny to make fun of mental health situations in this country and to call him a mental patient. But two, I understand what he's saying. That, I mean, you see those people can't even get out of their cars without people swarming them. So I understand not wanting to stop.
I should have called him a hold. That would have been much better.
I just keep my opinions to myself.
I like that who want to have dinner and are always being interrupted. That would be
well. I've seen it when normally it's with music people.
Yeah,
like they're trying to leave a venue or something, and yeah. I normally see this in foreign countries more than I do here. Usually, like when they're leaving, just swarmed by people.
Well, yeah, or they find the back entrance somewhere, so they assume, you know, they're going to go out.
But I don't necessarily know that's happening to Jim Carrey or Chris Pratt or any of the other names.
You don't need to write a book. Here's what to expect when you're really, really famous, because the people that get to these positions strive to get there. This is what they shoot for. They get there, and then, well, this comes with the turf. Well, I don't know about that.
Although, I'll tell you right now, I hate having my picture taken. You guys know I hate having my picture taken.
But I make you take it anyway.
I hate... are we going to take pictures Saturday? I don't want to take pictures Saturday.
Saturday for what? Oh, that.
All right, little thing.
Yes, we're going to take pictures.
I don't want to take a picture.
How are we going to send out a Christmas card if we don't take a group picture?
Isn't it nice to know that part of Bill Cosby's prison rehabilitation is him lecturing other inmates on parenting and drug use?
Does he have a cold?
Is
just what it sounds like coming from you.
We stood too close to a frozen pudding, Bob.
Hello, pudding, everybody.
He can't see any of the extra cons, right?
He's blind. He's doing four formal